Acts chapter 23. And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before Yahweh until this day. And the high priest Hananiah commanded them that stood by him to smite him on the mouth. Then said Paul to him, Yahweh shall smite you, you whited wall, for you sit to judge me after the law, and commanded me to be smitten contrary to the law. They that stood by said, Do you revile Yahweh's high priest? Then said Paul, I did not know, brethren, that he was the high priest, for it is written, You shall not speak evil of the ruler of your people. But when Paul perceived that the one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Of the hope and resurrection of the dead am I called in question. When he had so said, there arose a dissension between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the multitude was divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, neither angel nor spirit, but the Pharisees confess both. And there arose a great cry, and the scribes that were of the Pharisees' part rose and strove, saying, We find no evil in this man, but if a spirit or an angel is spoken to him, let us not fight against Yahweh. And when there arose a great dissension, the chief captain, fearing lest Paul should have been pulled in pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to go down and to take him by force from amongst them, and to bring him to the castle. The night following, the master stood by him and said, Be of good cheer, Paul, for as you have testified of me in Jerusalem, so must you bear witness also at Rome. When it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. And they were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy. And they came to the chief priests and elders and said, We have bound ourselves under a great curse, that we will eat nothing until we have slain Paul. Now, therefore, you with the council signify to the chief captain that you bring him down with you on the next day, as though you would inquire something more perfectly concerning him, and we, or ever he come near, are ready to kill him. And when Paul's sister's son heard of their lying in wait, he went and entered into the castle and told Paul. Then Paul called one of the centurions to him and said, Bring this young man to the chief captain, for he has a certain thing to tell him. So he took him, brought him to the chief captain, and said, Paul, the prisoner, called me to him and asked me to bring this young man to you who has something to say to you. Then the chief captain took him by the hand and went with him aside privately and asked him, What is it that you have to tell me? And he said, The Jews have agreed to desire you that you should bring down Paul tomorrow to the council, as though they would inquire somewhat of him more perfectly. But do not you yield to them, for there lie in wait for him of them more than 40 men which have bound themselves with an oath that they will neither eat nor drink till they have killed him. And now are they ready, looking for a promise from you. So the chief captain then let the young man leave and charged him, See that you tell no one that you have showed these things to me. And he called to him two centurions, saying, Make ready 200 soldiers to go to Caesarea, and horsemen 70, and spearmen 200, at the third hour of the night, and provide them beasts, that they may set Paul upon them, and bring him safe to Felix the governor. And he wrote a letter after this manner, Claudius Lysias unto the most excellent governor Felix, greeting. This man was taken of the Jews, and should have been killed of them, and then I came with an army and rescued him, having understood that he was a Roman. When I would have known the cause wherefore they accused him, I brought him forth to their council, whom I perceived to be accused of questions of their law, but to have done nothing laid to his charge worthy of death or of bonds. And when it was told to me how that the Jews laid wait for the man, I sent straightway to you, and gave commandment to his accusers also to say before you what they had against him. Farewell. Then the soldiers, as it was commanded them, took Paul and brought him by night to Antipatris. The next day they left the horsemen to go with him and returned to the castle, who, when they came to Caesarea and delivered the epistle to the governor, presented Paul also before him. And when the governor had read the letter, he asked of what province he was, and when he understood that he was of Cilicia, I will hear you, said he, when your accusers are also come. And he commanded him to be kept in Herod's judgment hall. End of chapter 23.